The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, as I promised, let me tell you a quick story. The previous caller said, you know, it's going to be $1 billion to rebuild the Cathedral of Notre Dame. That could help a whole lot of people. That is a serious consideration when building a church building. Joy and I are members of a church that are just about to launch into a multi-million-dollar building program. It's going to be millions of dollars. But I can almost assure you, knowing the leadership of the church, it's not going to be extravagant. There's not going to be wasted money. There are not going to be gold statues. It's not going to be elaborate, extravagant. There's not going to be a lot of wasted money. It's going to be useful, utilitarian, and yet I would imagine beautiful. Several years ago, this has been a long time ago, Joy and I took a group of young people down to Mexico on a mission trip. And we were visiting small, I don't know whether you call them villages or towns. It was small, probably a couple thousand in the town. But as is the case in almost every town in Mexico, there is a cathedral. Now, this cathedral was not humongous, but it was pretty good size for the size of town. And it was beautiful. It had all kinds of artwork and so forth in it. The town that we were in was plagued by incredible poverty. I mean, just incredible poverty. The people were just poor, 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 poor. But we wanted to go see the cathedral and the church and so forth. So we went in, and our young people are looking around at, you know, the relics and the pictures and so on and so forth. And I had already looked around, and I'm standing there, and I'm leaning up against one of the pillars. And I got my hand on it, and I'm just kind of leaning against it. And one of the priests came running and started shouting at me in Spanish. Well, I don't understand very much Spanish. And I had no idea what he was, you know, and he kept yelling at me and pointing at me. And I think, well, what am I doing? And I'm still standing with my hand on the pillar, and he keeps yelling at me, pointing at me. So finally, someone who could understand Spanish came by and I says, what's he upset about? He says, your hand is on the pillar. I said, so? I'm just leaning it. He says, that's real gold. That pillar is covered with real gold, and gold is a pretty soft metal, and they don't want people touching it because it'll wear off. You don't want people touching their gold. And I'll never forget that, because that church in that impoverished area was filled with gold. I mean, just filled with gold. And I just remember thinking, how many people could this help? These people living in poverty, nothing to eat, how many people could actually be helped if this gold was melted down, sold, or whatever? And it didn't enhance the worship any. Some of the most wonderful worship experiences I've ever had has been out in the middle of the jungle in a church made with a thatch roof and a dirt floor. I mean, incredible worship. The gold and the silver and did nothing to enhance the worship experience. Nothing. And yet there it was. And that has stuck with me through all of these years. And when we, you know, I pastored a church. We built a, you know, new building in Westerville. And we wanted it to be beautiful. But we wanted to make sure it was utilitarian and we didn't waste a penny in putting the building together. Now, will that be taken into consideration with the rebuilding of the cathedral at Notre Dame? Huh, not a chance. And $1 billion has been pledged already. It'll probably take more than that. So I think that's a valid question. All right, let's go to Jerry in Logan, Ohio. Jerry, you're on Bobberty Live. Welcome, and thanks so much for calling.
Well, thank you, Bob. I wanted to comment on the Electoral College.
Yeah.
I listened to a speaker a few days ago named Dave Zanotti. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not.
Yes, I am.
Look, he made a good point that I never thought about. Number one, I'm in favor of Electoral College. He said if the Electoral College were to get eliminated all the way across the country, he said then what would happen is a handful of cities, and they said probably about 13, would be the only cities a person would need to campaign for president. So they would make promises, hey, if you elect me, I'll make sure that you're taken care of and the government helps you out as in buying their vote. And I never really thought of it that way if the Electoral College was taken away. And I kind of wanted your thought on it.
It's absolutely correct. Yes, I know Dave. Haven't seen him for a long time. But he is absolutely correct. I don't know about 13 because I haven't studied it, but that sounds about right. Maybe 13 to 15 cities in all of America, and about 4 out of the 50 states would determine the election, and no one else's vote would count. No one else's vote would matter because the populated areas, the deeply urban populated areas, make up the overwhelming majority of the popular vote, and nobody else's vote would count. People of Wyoming, they might as well not even go to the poll. South Dakota, North Dakota, stay home. Iowa, stay home. Arkansas, don't even go. Colorado, nah, don't even bother to vote. And yet, some of these smaller states like Colorado, Jerry, have already voted to give away their popular vote. And they have agreed that whoever gets the popular vote nationwide, all of their electoral votes goes to that individual. Jerry, it's insane. It's nuts. It's crazy. I can't imagine someone wanting, particularly in a smaller state, I can't imagine them wanting to do away with the Electoral College. But they do. It just makes no sense at all.
Well, they don't see the whole picture.
They've been
Florida
brainwashed.
There, I guess. He threw Florida in there. As probably having two major cities, Miami, and I can't remember the other one.
Tampa.
I think he said they estimated. I think 13, maybe 15 cities to control the outcome of the presidency.
It's true. Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Miami, probably Tampa. New York City, obviously, Atlanta, Dallas, probably 13 to 15. That's probably correct.
Yeah. I'm sure you had a good Easter.
You as well, Jerry. Yeah. Hey, give everybody at your church our regards, all right?
We have our drama Friday and Sunday, so we always have it packed out pretty good. So it'd be real good.
Well, your drama folks do just a great, great job. Jim and all of those just do a great job.
Yeah.
And give Pastor Tom a hug for me, will you? I love your pastor. He's such a good...
I get my arms around him. Me and him both pretty big fellas.
All right.
You take care.
Have a blessed Easter, Jerry. God bless you.
You too. Bye.
I certainly don't know all of the callers. In fact, I don't know most of them, but I know some. And Jerry's church down in Logan, Joy and I have been to many times, and we just love the people down there, love the pastor. And so it's always, I love talking to all of our listeners. And again, whether you agree with me, disagree with me, I love hearing from you. All right, we're going to take the final break of the hour. When we come back, now, if you have something you want to discuss, since we're not going to be here tomorrow, Friday, we can talk about basically anything you want to, and we've got one segment left, 877-BOB-LIVE. I do have a brand new Gallup poll that's very concerning. Yeah, I'll share that with you when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Some breaking news here in Central Ohio. Firefighters are battling a two-alarm fire at an apartment complex in Northwest Columbus in the Dublin area, Tuttle Crossing Boulevard and Wilcox Road. Again, a major fire, two-alarm fire, Northwest Columbus off Tuttle Crossing Boulevard and Wilcox Road. If you are traveling in that area, you might expect some heavy traffic. The good news is the Columbus Division of Fire has not reported any injuries. So we can pray that that will continue, that there will not be any injuries. But again, Columbus firefighters battling a two-alarm fire at an apartment complex northwest Columbus off Tuttle Crossing Boulevard and Wilcox Road so far. And fortunately, no injuries are being reported. Brand new Gallup poll on church membership, and it's not encouraging. It is not encouraging. Here's the story. As Christians and Jewish Americans prepare to celebrate Easter and Passover, Gallup finds the percentage of Americans who report belonging to a church, synagogue, or mosque at an all-time low. Now, I don't know how long Gallup has been doing this survey. I'm looking at statistics going all the way back to 1938. I assume that's when they began. And the brand new poll just released on church, synagogue, and mosque membership is at a historic low. Never been lower in American history. In 1938, 73% of Americans said, yes, I am a member of a church, synagogue, or mosque. 73%. Currently, it is right at 50%. It's gone from 73% to 50%. U.S. church membership was 70% or higher from 1937 through 1976. Just about steady. From 1938 to 1976. In fact, I'm looking at this. Actually, in 1985, it was still 71% in 1985. Then began the decline, and today it is at 50%. Half of Americans say, yeah, I am a member. And then it goes into great, great detail about demographics, age groups, political ideology, and all that. And I'm not going to wade through all of the weeds on that. We don't have a whole lot of time. But why? That's what I want to know. And I don't doubt these statistics, but I want to know why. Well, let me give you in my personal opinion. This is not what Gallup says. This is the Bernie opinion. This is not the Gallup opinion. Number one, the liberalization of the mainline Protestant churches in America. As I continue to say, and it's not just a catchphrase, I believe it. The liberal left destroys everything it touches. And the liberal left has had a chokehold on the mainline Protestant churches for many years. And the farther left they go, the more liberal they go, the fewer people attend. Why? Why would they go? There are no answers. It's a social club. They don't get real answers. They're not told the truth. They're given platitudes, cute little sayings. They are taught not to believe the Bible. They are taught to doubt the Bible, to not to trust God, but to question God. So why keep going? And so the liberal left has destroyed the mainline Protestant denominations, and there is not a single mainline Protestant denomination that has seen any growth whatsoever for 40 years. And for 40 years, every single one of them, without exception, there is not a single exception. Every mainstream Protestant denomination in America has been declining without exception, no exceptions, not even 1 year. They have been declining every year for at least 40 years. A couple of them have been declining for 60 years. Well, that would obviously have a huge impact on the percentage of people that are actually members of churches. Synagogues. The Jewish community becomes more and more secular, not more religious. The Jewish community in America is becoming more and more secular. So fewer and fewer are members of synagogues. Mosques, yeah, I'm not qualified even to comment on that. Now, the only group that has shown growth in the last 20, 30 years are conservative evangelicals. And not all of them have shown growth. Several of the larger evangelical groups have plateaued in the last few years. They haven't necessarily declined, but they have shown no growth either. And it all comes down to this. People want to hear the truth. They want to hear it in a loving, caring, compassionate way, but they want to know the truth. The more we water down the gospel, the more we water down the truth, the more we are obsessed with not offending people, the fewer people we reach. And so this is a sad, sad statistic. And yet, there are wonderful churches that continue to show increase and growth. And without exception, they're the ones that are preaching an uncompromising gospel. A lot to learn from that. Folks, we won't be here live tomorrow, so I hope you have a wonderful Easter weekend. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.